弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，还是继续上一次的那个系列的主题，是讲到屋里满了膏的香气。
We will continue the message we've already started last time, that the house is filled with the fragrance of the perfume.
那上一次我跟弟兄姐妹分享到那个伯大尼乃是一个从死里复活之处。
Last time we shared that the house of Bethany is a place that the resurrection was experienced.
那么我们看见那个纲要上还是留着复活的香气、洁净的香气跟服事的香气。
In this house, you will sense the fragrance of the resurrection, the purity, and the fragrance of serving.
然后我们今天再看第二部分，就是讲到在伯大尼的家中，他们给耶稣预备宴席。
And today we're looking at the second part of the story that in this house, a feast was prepared in Jesus' honor.
那我们好不好我们再读一些的经文。
Let's read some more verses.
我就读给你们听好了哈。或者如果你有圣经的话你们就自己翻。约翰福音第一章十六十七节。
John chapter 1 verse 16 through 17.
从他丰满的恩典里门都领受了而且恩上加恩。律法本是借着摩西传的恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
Out of his fullness we have all received grace upon grace, for the law was given through Moses, grace and truth come through Jesus Christ.
约翰福音第十章第十节。
John chapter 10 verse 10。
盗贼来无非要偷窃杀害毁坏我来了是要叫羊得生命并且得的更丰盛。
The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
约翰福音十七章二十一节。
John chapter 17 verse 21。
使他们都合而为一正如你父在我里面我在你里面。使他们也在我们里面叫世人可以信你差了我来。
That all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I'm in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me.
马书十二章第一节。
Romans 12:1.
所以弟兄们我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上当作活祭是圣洁的是神所喜悦的你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
Therefore, I urge you, brother and sister, in view of God's mercy, to offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship.
启示录第三章二十节。
Revelation 3:20.
看啊，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me.
启示录二十二节。
Revelation 22:17.
圣灵和心腹说来，听见的人也该说来，口渴的人也当来，愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
The Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let the one who hears say, Come. Let the one who is thirsty come. And let the one who wishes takes the free gift of the water of life.
最后启示录二十二章的二十节。
Lastly, Revelation chapter 22 verse 20.
我就读后半段那里就是一个阿们主耶稣啊我愿你来这是约翰的祷告。
It's the last part of the verse. Amen.Come, Lord Jesus.
好，我们低头一点的祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Dear Lord, we thank you, we praise your name.
主，我们来到你的面前，仰望你的恩典。
And we look forward to your grace.
我们把所读的这些经文，把你的话都交在你的手中。
All the scripture we have read, we committed to your hand.
求你亲自来向我们说话。
May you reveal it. into us.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the precious name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主，我们刚才所读过的圣经，我们从一开始就看见说那个耶稣来哈。
The scripture we just read focus on one thing, that the Jesus came.
对，那里告诉我们说恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
And we just read that the grace and truth comes through Jesus Christ.
那我们从上面去看这个在刚才我们读的十二章约翰福音十二章那里，我们看见那里呢有一个盗贼来。
And also in John chapter 4, we heard that there's thief, and the thief also came.
这个盗贼他就是想着说，这香膏为什么不卖三十两银子呢？周济穷人呢？
And in that thief, Judas, he was saying that why didn't you sell the perfume and then give the money to the poor?
圣经告诉我们说，他说这话并不挂念穷人，乃是因为他是个贼。
And the scripture told us that Judas was not caring about the poor, but because he was a thief.
所以主耶稣也在约翰福音第十章那里告诉我们，盗贼来无非就是什么偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
As Jesus pointed in John 10:10, that the thief comes to steal and destroy and kill.
这个犹大带着钱囊，残取其中所存的。
And Judas carrying the money of bag, he helped himself and take what's in it.
仇敌他总是要把那个敬拜要归给他自己。
And the enemy always wants all the worship ascribed to him.
但是我们要知道说，这敬拜应当归给我们的主。
But the true worship should be given to God.
所以我们的主他说，我来的是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
So the Lord said, I came to give the sheep life, and they will have it to the full.
那有人可能弟兄姐妹会问我，为什么你在这两这些教徒里面为什么没有提到玛利亚？
And maybe you will ask me the question about Mary.
那我是把玛利亚的是放在最后来讲的。
Just be patient. We'll cover that in the last session.
因为玛利亚那个爱主的那个倒出来的香膏，那是在属灵达到最高境界的。
For out of his Mary's love for the Lord, he poured out the perfume. That is the peak of the worship.
我们先从这个，既然我们看这个物理满的高的香气的时候，我们今天来看这个宴席。
We want to talk about the fragrance, but first we must observe this feast.
那么约翰很特别，他在记载这个，在写这个耶稣来到伯大尼这一件事情的时候，他是两次提到的。
And in Gospel of John, twice it mentioned that Jesus came to Bethany.
第一次他提到耶稣来到伯大尼是在十一章。
The first time was described in chapter 11.
第二次提到是在今天的十二章。
And secondly is the verse we just read.
他整个两次的耶稣来，乃是说出，乃是以兆头的方式，乃是说出神爱世人那个完满的观念跟神的行动。
And it mentioned that Jesus came twice, and it tells us that the love of God for us is so deep, and he was taking action.
并且那个完整的神永远的旨意。
And it fulfills the perfect will of God.
当在十一章的里面有人告诉耶稣说你所爱的人病了。
In chapter 11 we read that there was a news that the one you love was sick.
那么那十一章也告诉我们耶稣素来爱马大和他的妹子并拿撒路。
And it's because Jesus had loved Martha, Mary, and their brother Lazarus.
那么主耶稣基督就在原来所住之地仍然停留了两天。
But Jesus stayed in where he was for two more days.
然后两天之后我们就知道一个事情，拉撒路死了。
And two days later, Lazarus died.
那主耶稣就告诉门徒说，我们的朋友拉撒路，他就明明告诉他们说，这个拉撒路了，他死了。
And Jesus told his disciples that Lazarus is dead now.
说我们现在就可以往那里。
Now we can go back to Judea.
我们看见说第一次来的时候有个很大的特点，就是拉撒路病了。
So in the first coming to Bethany, it's in the background of Lazarus was sick.
我们知道约翰福音里面很多都是充满了兆头跟表征。
In the Gospel of John, many events were used as a a symbol and sign.
拿撒路他病了，他死了，这一件事情不光只是讲到拿撒路他自己而已。
Lazarus was sick and Lazarus died. This is not just talking about this person.
我们知道说啊病了，他其实也说到整个的耶路撒冷都已经病了。
So when the scripture says that the one he loves was sick, it also represents Jerusalem.
因为耶路撒冷是他所爱的。
Because Jerusalem is what God loves.
他曾经为耶路撒冷爱苦。
And he has so loved Jerusalem.
那不光如此，你看见拉撒路也代表整个的以色列国病了。
And Lazarus' sickness also represents the nation of Israel. It is also sick.
神说，雅各是我所爱的。
And God says, Jacob is whom I love.
但是你去看，放眼看去，整个以色列国落在病的里面。
Now at this moment, the entire nation is in a spiritual sickness.
我们常常为弟兄姐妹祷告。在过去，在去年的时候，那个时候我母亲生病。
We pray for brothers and sisters who are sick.
那么那个时候，我跟武雷弟兄一起在祷告的时候，弟兄第一开口就说：“主啊，你所爱的人病了。”
Sick last year, and when Brother Wu Lei was praying with me, first thing he said that.Lord, who you love is sick now.
感谢主，因我的医治。
We praised Lord that my mother was healed by the Lord.
那在今年九月份的时候，我们的弟兄躺在 ICU 的时候，我去看的时候，那个祷告还是弟兄祷告那句话：“主啊，你所爱的人病了。”
So when I visited my brother in September when he was on the sick bed, I prayed the same prayer, Lord, whom you love.He is sick.
我们他的人当然是他所爱的。
Those of us who believe in him, of course, we're loved by the Lord.
但是圣经告诉我们，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
But the Bible tells us more. It says God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son.
所以你所爱的人是代表着整个的亚当族类。
So who God loves covers the entire mankind, Adam's race.
病了。
And the mankind is also sick.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们今天来思想美国这个国家，岂不是也是这样子吗？
Brother and sister, let's think about this country we live in. Isn't this country also sick?
我们也没有想到，我们所处的这个时代是充满了疾病跟死亡的。
In this era we live, there's full of death and sickness.
不光是病了，甚至是死了，甚至最后是臭了。
Not only there's sickness, death, but to the point, there's also bad odor, corruption after death.
你看见耶稣来到坟墓的时候，耶稣哭了。
So when Jesus came to the tomb, Jesus wept.
喂，你就从耶稣的哭的里面，我们知道说我们的主与父是原为一的。从他的哭的里面，你就看见父神的眼泪。
So in the tears that Jesus shed, you know that is the tears that the Father is also shedding for us.
神爱世人。
For God so loved the world.
那么他为拿撒路哭，也为耶路撒冷哭，为你哭，为我哭。
He wept for Lazarus, he wept for Jerusalem, he wept for Israel, but he also wept for you and for me.
见他所爱的人，所创造的人正走向死亡。
For the mankind was created by him, but he was sad because mankind is walking to the destruction.
但是感谢赞美主，我们的主大声呼叫，拉撒路出来。
But the Lord cried out, come out, Lazarus.
这是一个福音的宣告，宣告一个好消息。
This is a proclamation of a good news.
曾经几时，我们的主在那边大声呼叫说，郑圣明出来。
At one point,Jesus called out that, 郑圣明 come out.
我们在座的每一位弟兄姐妹们，曾经你在那个年律的里面，主都是按着你的名字把你给呼叫出来。
I am sure that each one of you sitting here, at one point, Jesus called out your name, saying, come out.
宣告一个好的消息，那就是复活的主、得胜的主能够宣告说出来。
The Lord is bringing a good news to us that,He who resurrected is telling us, come out.
从东方来，从西方来，南方来，从北方来，不要交出来，来到施救恩的泉源。
from all directions, everywhere, that everyone need to come out to the life.
我们就看见说拉撒路就出。
And indeed, Lazarus came out.
主的话就是灵，就是生命，是活的。
For the word of God is spirit, is life.
朋友们，如果你曾经在过去的日子的里面，许多的真理的道，也就是得救的福音。
Friends, if you have already heard the truth, you have tasted the truth.
你就应当信他，就应当出来。
Now is the time that you hear this good news and believe in it and come out.
就应当像拉撒路一样，你既然活了，就不应该留在坟墓里。
Just like Lazarus, if you're alive now, do not stay in the tomb.
没有人可以帮你把你给抬出来，只有你自己要走出来。
No one can carry you out of that tomb. You must walk out.
你既然听见主有福的宣告，拉撒路出来，你必须走出自己这一步。
You have heard the blessed voice of the Lord come out. It is time that you take action and walk out of the tomb.
今天就是悦纳的日时候，今天就是拯救的日子。
Today is the Lord that is showing His favor to you, and today is the day of the salvation.
耶稣说解开，叫他走。
Jesus said, take off these strip of linen and let him walk.
这是生命，充满生命的状态出来的。
And only a person full of life can do that.
我们知道说，我们知道说，只有死人才是被抬进坟墓的，活的人应该是自己走出来。
And we carry the dead into the tomb, but the live one, they can walk out of the tomb.
已经好多年时间了。
Maybe you have heard the good news for many years.
我相信神的道在你的里面一定是能够做工的。
I believe the word God is still working in you.
主耶稣并没有进到坟墓里把拉撒路自己要走这一步。
Jesus did not go into the tomb himself and carry Lazarus out.
所以你必须要从这一步走出来，就在今天相信耶稣。
And that little step, you must take it today.
那你就看见你就满了生命的状态，并且解开，还可以叫他走。
And you will receive the fullness of life, and the strip of linen that bounds you will be taken away, and you'll be able to walk.
福音生命的种子，它必须从土壤里面出来，不可以只留在土里面。
For the seed of life, the seed of good news will grow. It will not stay there in the soil.
的时候是满了生命的状态。
And when it does grow, it's full of life.
感谢我们的神。
We praise our God.
这就是主耶稣第一次来到伯大尼的那个真实的意义。
That is what they experienced when Jesus came to Bethany the first time.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
天使对大卫的子孙约瑟说：“玛利亚要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣。”
So once the Holy Spirit told Joseph that Mary will bear a son, and you're to name him Jesus.
因他要将自己的罪恶里面救出来。
Because he will save his people from sin.
所以耶稣的名字就是救他们出来。
Jesus, that name that is, means salvation.
但是还有一个，接着下来说，必有童女怀孕，人要称他为以马内利。
But there's a second promise that the virgin will give birth to a son, and people will call him Emmanuel.
所以你看，耶稣的那个意义在11章。以马内利的意义是在十二章。
So in the chapter 11, it summarized the meaning of Jesus, salvation. But in chapter 12, we understand the meaning of Emmanuel, God with us.
你看，主耶稣第二次来，你就看见那个是一个宴席的。
Now when Jesus comes again to Bethany, there is a feast.
你就看见他所爱之前所爱的人是病了、死了、臭了。但是那个所爱的人今天竟然跟耶稣一同坐席。
The one he loves was sick, was dead, but now it's life, and he is sitting at the same table eating with Jesus.
也就我们看见说，第二次来就 这是一个何等美丽的图画。
What a beautiful picture when Jesus comes again.
这里的人他们就如同刚才诗歌所唱的，我一生最大的事就是认识你。
And I'm sure they all reckon that song we just sang, that the greatest thing in our life is to know you.
这里的人就是他一生中最大的事就是敬拜你。
To worship him.
你就看见在这里有一般的人他们带进一个新的敬拜。
So this group of people, they're bringing a new kind of worship.
我们常常觉得说如果那个拿撒路从死里复活，我们应该给他庆祝，对不对？
If Lazarus now was raised from dead, there should be a celebration.
那的确是该庆祝的。
It is an event definitely worthy the celebration.
但是这个宴席上那个主题不是拿撒路。
But in this dinner, it was not given in Lazarus' honor.
这个宴席上的主角是耶稣基督。
The dinner was prepared for Jesus.
所以你看见这些主在他们身上的这些的作为的时候，显出作为的时候，这些的人把他们的爱，把他们的感谢完全献给神。
When God works in their lives, they give their all to the Lord.
所以我们就看第二方面，他们就是如何的给耶稣。
And in this feast, we see that how they give to the Lord.
每一个人在他们生命中都有神的作为。
In all our lives, that God works in His way.
如果你从长大麻烦的西门上身上来看。
If you look at Simon the leper.
西门在那里他要向神献上感恩。
Simon was there to give thanks to the Lord.
我想在特别在这个感恩的季节。
And this is a season of thanksgiving.
我想这一段的描述是非常非常的美好，非常的合适。
It is so fitting that we read these scriptures.
西门他的感恩的主题是说，主耶稣啊，我感谢你，你将我从这个罪恶跟污秽中拯救出来。
Simon was there to say that, thank you Jesus, for you have saved me out of the sin and the uncleanness.
马大他的感恩的主题是说，主耶稣我感谢你，你将我从思虑愁烦中拯救出来。
And Martha's message that, thank you Lord, you have saved me all from all the trouble with the heart, troubled heart and worries.
还记得主耶稣说，马大马大，你为许多的事思虑愁烦。
And the Lord once said, Martha, Martha, you're concerned with so many things.
但是不可少的一件，玛利亚已经得到了上好的福分。
And there's only one thing, and it's the best, that Mary has got it.
今天玛利亚你看见说他在这边来服侍主的时候，他已经得到了那个上好的福分。
And Mary has received the best and the most important one thing.
你看拿撒路他的感恩的主题，那就更是说感谢主耶稣，因为你将我从疾病跟死亡中拯救出来。
And of course, Lazarus' message is that, thank you Lord, so you have saved me out of the death and the sickness.
他们这个宴席实在是过那个感恩节。
And this feast is a genuine Thanksgiving dinner.
他们的感恩不是只是在口头上的。
This is not just done by words.
他们的感恩是在行动上的。
They took action.
他们是给耶稣预备宴席。
They prepared this dinner in Jesus' honor.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
Therefore, brothers, I urge you in view of God's mercy,
将身体献上，当作活祭。
Offer your body as living sacrifice.
是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
This is holy and pleasing to God.
他们乃是以行动来表明他们的感恩。
And in their action, they express their thanks to God.
我们实在是感谢主，神实在是恩待我们。
We praise the Lord that He has been gracious to us.
其实我们所给神的，甚至是非常非常的有限。
What we can offer to God is so little.
我们哪有一样不是神所给我们的呢？
Is there anything that we did not receive first and we offer?
有的时候孩子们我做父母的把这些生活所需要的，还有这些都供应给孩子们。
And in our lives, we know that the parents provided for the children.
但是孩子们把父母所给他的这些的资源，他去买了一些东西送给父母的时候，父母把他当作礼物。
If a child from what he received from the parents spent and bought something that gave back to the parent treasured and treated as a treasured gift.
你就看见说那个礼物啊，所表明的是父神是何等的看重。
And you see that this action of giving back gift, the Father honors that.
这个奉啊，我们刚才也讲到这个啊，讲到啊，这个给耶稣的时候，乃是实在说出那个奉献的那个真实的意义。
And through this, we learn the true meaning of a sacrifice.
他们这些人在这里，他们不是为着个人的。
They're not here gathering for themselves.
乃是为着整个身体的利益。
And this is for the good of the entire body.
是的，我们要给主耶稣，要奉献给主耶稣，那个奉献是个人的，没错。
Yes, each one of us offer ourselves as living sacrifice.
但是那个侍奉却是全体的。
But together we serve the Lord.
Yeah, 那我们有许多基督徒愿意把身体奉献献给主耶稣，那么就应该是一个活祭。
And so here, even though many of us offer ourselves, but there is one living sacrifice.
所以我们在罗马书第十二章那里一个活祭是单数的。
So that's why in Romans chapter 12 verse 1, it uses a singular form.
然而在那一个的里面，却有我们每一个人的份。
So there's only one living sacrifice, but each one of us is in this sacrifice.
我们每一个肢体都应该有深深的感觉。
All the members of the body should have the same feeling.
我们所献给神的是有价值的。
What we offer to God has value.
所有在神家中的侍奉，你就看说，你感觉就是一件小小的事，但是你的心向着主是纯正的，那个都是有价值的。
Even though maybe you serve on a small thing, but all this has eternal value.
我们感谢主，这样当这样的生命，当这些的人在一个生命的里面能够连接在一起的时候
，When all these saved connected in their life,
那么你就看见说，就带进那一个真实的敬拜
，and it brings in the genuine worship.
所以我们感谢主，这就是我们那个奉献的那个真实的意义。
And this is the meaning of offering our sacrifice.
我们知道主耶稣在伯大尼的家中，他是非常享受的。
And so we know that this moment, the Lord is very satisfied in this dinner.
他是何等的悦纳跟何等的满足。
And he's pleased by these offerings and he's satisfied.
那么我们岂不是也应该这样吗？
Should we not follow their example?
我们感谢我们的神。
We give thanks to our God.
能够使我们能够有那个团体的观念。
So that we learn this concept of corporate worship.
并且有那个身体的感觉。
And then we have the same feeling as the member of a body.
使他们都合为一。
So that they will become one.
这是主耶稣的祷告。
And this is Jesus' prayer.
也是上一次 Pastor David Brown 的主题。
And that theme was shared by Pastor David Brown last Sunday.
就说正如你父在我的里面，我在你的里面。
Just as Father, you're in me and I'm in you.
使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差的我来。
And may they be in us so that the world will become that you have, well, may believe that you have sent me.
你就看见说这个合二为一，那个就成为神借着圣灵居住的那个所在。
When there's this oneness, God, the Spirit, dwells in it.
所以今天我们看神的儿女们，我们必须要在基督生命的那个连接的里面一起，才能够显出那个身体的功用。
As His beloved children, we must be connected together so that we will reveal the function of Christ's body.
所以我看见昨天啊，弟兄们、姐妹们在这个教会中，你看大家都在献上他的那一部分，你就看见那个身体的功用就在这里。
And so yesterday we observed that when brother and sister brought their each one their own part, then we see that the body is acting.
我问一问你们服侍的人有没有喜乐
？I want to ask you those who served yesterday, do you have the joy?
Yeah, 有没有那个满足？
Are you, did you feel satisfied?
我们每一次服侍的时候有喜乐有满足，那个其实是从主耶稣的喜乐跟满足那边交通过来的。
So that the joy and the satisfaction we feel when we serve is a fellowship with the Lord Himself.
当这些伯大尼家中的这些的人，当他们来服侍来给耶稣的时候，其实他们当主得着享受的时候，他们也得着享受。
So when these people, when they serve the Lord, when they're with the Lord, they are also satisfied. They're also enjoying.
那我们最后来看这个他们能够同耶稣，就是跟主耶稣在一起。
Lastly, we'll look at that they are with Jesus.
主耶稣说，凡听见我声音，我在门外叩门，凡听见我声音开门的。
And the Lord says, look, I stand at the door and I knock. If anyone who hears my voice and open the door,
我要进去，进到他那里，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
I will come in and I will eat with him.
我们感谢主，今天主也是这样来向我们叩门的。
And we praise the Lord. The Lord is also knocking at the door, of our heart.
主不光是把你从这个死亡从疾病的里面把你给拯救出来，因为他爱你。
He not only saved us from the bondage of death and sickness because he loves us.
他还有一个非常丰富、非常美好的宴席为你预备的。
There's more to it. There's this abundant feast that he has prepared for you and me.
虽然说是伯大尼家中的人给耶稣预备宴席，实在说来是神给他们预备宴席。
So even though we read that these folks prepared a dinner in Jesus' honor, but first, they have received abundantly from God.
圣灵和心腹都说来。
And the Spirit and Bride both say, come.
口渴的人也当来。
And those who are thirsty say, come.
凡愿意的都可以白白的取生命的水喝。
And if you wish, you will receive a free gift of water of life.
我希望在我们当中的福音朋友还没有相信主的人，今天就要抓住机会。
I wish that some of you who have not known, who have not believed in Him, take this opportunity just now, just today.
因为圣灵和心腹已经在那里邀请你的。
Because you have heard the invitation of the Spirit and the Bride.
主耶稣来，已经成全了一切的救恩，他今天来要求你，你只要来。就可以白白的取生命的水喝。
The Lord's work Himself has fulfilled the salvation. And if you come to the source, you'll receive the free gift, water of life.
不管你是怎样的情形，你都可以来到这个救恩的泉源。
It doesn't matter what situation you're in right now. This is the time that you come to the fountain.
因为他在等待你，让你能够跟他一同坐席。
At the fountain, the Lord Himself is waiting for you so that you can recline with Him at the same table.
我们刚才讲过，拉撒路乃是预表着整个的人类。
We talked about that Lazarus is a representation of the mankind situation.
你看在第二节这里，拉撒路怎么样？也在那同耶稣坐席的人中。
So that we've just read here that Lazarus was eating with the Lord at the same table.
我今天也邀请你，你也有机会同耶稣坐席的人中。
And I'm extending the same invitation to you. Wouldn't you want to be at the same table eating with the Lord Himself?
我们感谢我们的神。
We praise the Lord.
他是何等的恩待我们。
He has been so gracious to us.
那么感谢主，我们知道说，刚才诗歌所唱的，这里有神的同在。
In that song, we sang that here is the presence of God with us.
这里有生命，有爱，有平安。
And here we find life, love, and peace.
还有光。
And there's light.
我刚才在唱那首诗歌的时候，我就看到这首诗歌就是整本的约翰福音。
I can say that the song, the second song we just sang, it summarizes the entire Gospel of John.
我觉得感谢主，实在我们的弟兄在选择诗歌的时候，我们的灵是一致的。
And our brother is moved by the same spirit.
甚至讲到我们这一生最大的事，那我常常唱这首诗歌是最大的事的时候，我也有的时候把它变一变，我这一生最喜乐的事就是认识你。
And so sometimes when I sing the last song, the greatest thing in all my life, I think that the most joyful thing in all my life.
Yeah, 我这一生中最喜乐的事就是能够来服侍你。
The most joyful thing in our lives ought to be to serve Him.
但愿我们能够在这个感恩的季节的里面，我们每一个都能够摆上我们的感恩。
In this season of Thanksgiving, let's offer ourselves and we give thanks to Him.
我再强调，我们所强调的感恩是将身体献上。
I want to emphasize more that this Thanksgiving is to offer ourselves, offer our body as living sacrifice.
因为只有这样才是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，并且是理所当然的。
And the Bible says it's holy, pleasing to God, and also it's proper and true worship.
最后我们就看见说，你就看见在这个宴席的里面，你就看见如同刚才诗歌所唱的，看哪。 弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
And just in this feast, we can observe, like we just heard in that song, that how beautiful and how good is brothers living in harmony.
如果弟兄姐妹们，你把诗篇133篇跟约翰福音第12章这一段的记载，你把它摆在一起，他们是一致的。
And if you read Psalm 133 in parallel, John chapter 12, you can find that they're talking about the same thing.
那里告诉我们有那个上好的膏油浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的脚。
So that the anointing is upon Aaron, and it's on his beard, it's on his whole body.
这里玛利亚又倒出来的香膏浇在主耶稣身上，流到他的脚。
And here in Bethany, the perfume that Mary poured out is on Jesus, from the head to the feet.
你就看见在这里，在这地方，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美，这就是伯大尼的家。And
how good and beautiful that we live in harmony, just like in the house of Bethany.
感谢我们的神。Praise
the Lord.
我想我的今天的交通就停留在这里。I'll
stop here in my sharing.
总结一下，我们看见说，今天的仇敌是总是要偷窃。
And we know that the enemy is a thief. He always wants to steal and he wants to destroy the true worship. He wants to lead people into tomb.
但是主耶稣说,拉萨路出来。
But Jesus called out, Lazarus, come out.
这个出来的拉萨路,感谢主,因着主的救恩,他能够在这个宴席的里面。
And because of the Lord's salvation, Lazarus was able to walk out of the tomb and he can sit at the same table with the Lord.
叫我们能够和睦同居,何等的善,何等的美。
Let us live in harmony. How good and beautiful is that?
但是你一定要小心,因为仇敌总是感觉说,为什么要花这三十两银子,这些银子还可以周济全农。
But be careful, the enemy can always be saying something like, oh, why did you spend so much on this? All this can be sold and do something else.
他对于主耶稣的那个估计啊，他的价值就是这么一点点。
The value that he gave to the Lord is only that much.
并且仇敌
30 piece of silver.
并且他还常常把那个贼啊，就偷偷的偷取那个钱。
And the thief always helped himself, taking money to help himself.
这个乃是基督徒一幅画，仇敌是要偷窃神的敬拜。
And this is a picture that the thief come to steal and destroy.
所以当我这个信息要结束的时候，我用这些的话，我们彼此的这个劝勉，还有也是一个警戒。Yeah,
let us remind ourselves that enemy scam.
我想呀，感谢主，我想我今天就交通到这里，以后还有两个部分，我想以后有机会再跟弟兄姐妹有交通。And
I will have two more sessions to share out of this chapter.
但愿主让我们恩待我们，让我们能够每一个人都成为那一位给耶稣预备宴席的人。May
the Lord have mercy on us that each one of us will participate in this preparing this dinner for Jesus.
叫神在我们的地方，在我们这个地方能够在一个小小的一个地方能够得着满足，得着喜悦。So
in our gathering, even though it's not a huge place, that the Lord Himself is satisfied and He has peace here.
使我们能够真正的能够活出那个伯大尼家中的那一个实际。
Let us Let us reach that reality of this house of Bethany.
我再说，主在今天圣灵也倘若在你的里面感动，若还没有相信耶稣基督的人，主若在你里面有感动的话，请你不要去拒绝他。
And again, I would say that those of you who are still have not believed, do not hesitate.
倘若主耶稣在你的按着你的名字叫你说你出来，你一定要出来。
Jesus has called out with your own name, and do not deny it.
得救就在今天，悦纳就在这时候。
Salvation and God's favor is here.
好，我们低头一点的祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
主，我们把这些的话仰望在你的手里。
Lord, we commit your own word into your hand.
只有你在我们心的深处说话，乃是真正的有果效。
And only if you speak in our heart, these words would have power.
主啊，倘若我们在黑暗中，
if we're still in darkness,
主啊，你叫我们出来的时候，我们愿意出来。
Call us out so that we can come out of the darkness and give us a heart that we're willing to follow.
主啊，倘若我们在思虑愁烦中，主啊， if, 你也救我们出来。
If we're burdened with worry and troubled heart, save us, Lord.
倘若我们在罪恶的里面，主啊，你救我们出来。
If we're bounded by the sin, Lord, save us.
主啊，把我们带到生命水的泉源。
Take us to the source of fountain, there the life of water flows.
主，你自己就是我们的宴席，你就是我们的享受。
And Lord, you yourself is our feast. You yourself is the source of our satisfaction.
因为你第一次来，乃是要拯救我们。
For you come the first time to save us.
你第二次来，你要使我们与你一同坐席。
And you will come the second time so that we will be at the feast table together with you.
感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We praise you, we give you thanks in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.